تلك الأيام. يعني على
spoken
سبيل المثال
that night
الوضع
specifically on
عند
special
الحدود اللبنانية
specific
مع
points
فلسطين محتلة
because we had direct
والمسألة
concern
القائمة بين
those
المقاومة
days, for
والحرب
example,
الإسرائيلية.
the situation at that
هذا كان
point about
موضوع،
what's happening
موضوع
on the
تاني
border
كنت
with
بدي أحكي عن
Palestine, with occupied Palestine,
المحكمة
and the
الدولية
current situation
وصراعها،
between the
كنت
resistance
بدي أحكي عن
and
كورونا
Israel,
وتطورها
but that was
وتصاعدها
one
الجديد
issue.
في
The
لبنان.
second issue is
كنت بدي أحكي عن
the
موضوع
issue of the
المشتقات
special
النفطية
tribunal for
وأزمة المازوت
Lebanon
اللي عاصفة
and
البلد،
7th
وكمان
of
بعض
August and the issue of Corona. I
المواقف
wanted to
المرتبطة
speak
بالوضع بالمنطقة
لعلي.
والوضع الإقليمي.
I also wanted to speak about
لكن
the
عندما
crisis that we
حصلت
have
الحادثة الفاجعة يوم الثلاثاء،
and the issues
طبعا قررت
that
أجل
are
الكلام،
related to the regional
واليوم أنا ما حأحكي بهاي العناوين،
events, but when the
وإنما
tragic
سأتحدث عن
catastrophe
عنوان
happened
وحيد
Tuesday, I decided
لواحد
to
وهو
postpone. Whereas
الحادثة
today I will not
الفاجعة
speak about
الكبرى
those titles.
المأساة
Today I will speak
الإنسانية
about only one
التي
thing,
لحقت بلبنان
which
وبالشعب
is
اللبناني
the
خلال الأيام
incident,
القليلة
the
الماضية.
accident, the incident that happened, the tragic
نجي للحادثة. أولا،
humanitarian crisis that we
نحن
saw
أمام
against the Lebanese
حادثة
and
ضخمة جدا،
Lebanon that we saw in
فاجعة
the last few
كبرى
days.
بالمعنى الإنساني
First of all,
وبالمعنى
the event that
الوطني
has happened, this incident that
وبكل
happened is
المعاني.
huge. This was a
هناك
huge event, whether in the
أكثر من
humanitarian
150
level
شهيدا،
or the national level.
أغلبهم الأغلبية الساحقة من
There are
اللبنانيين، يوجد
more
عدد
than
كبير أنفر من
150
الشهداء السوريين،
martyrs.
ويوجد شهداء من جنسيات مختلفة،
The
آلاف
majority of the
الجرحى.
Lebanese.
حتى الآن
There
آخر
are
إحصاء
many
بعضهم
also
يحكي عن
Syrians as
ما
well,
يقارب 80 مفقودا، خلينا نحتاطن
and
عشرات
even other
المفقودين،
nationals. So we have
عشرات
thousands of
آلاف
injuries.
العائلات التي خرجت
We're
من
also talking about some
منازلها ومن
80, we can
بيوتها
say
لأن
just in case we say tens
البيوت
of
تأثرت
people
بأثار
missing,
الانفجار. الآلاف،
tens
عشرات
of
الآلاف
hundreds of
الذين
families
تأثرت
who left their homes
أملاكهم،
because the
ممتلكاتهم،
houses
أرزاقهم،
in the area
أحلاتهم.
were affected and impacted by the blast.
حالة
And the
الرعب
tens or
والخوف
hundreds or
الشديد
thousands that
التي
were
دخلت إلى
impacted,
قلوب
their businesses, their shops, their
الملايين بالحياة، مش
the
مئات الآلاف
fear
من
and
سكان
terror that
بيروت
was
والضواحي،
in the
هم
hearts
تقريبا نصف سكان
of
لبنان أو أكثر.
millions, we can say, not
المباني
hundreds of
التي
thousands, we're talking
اهتزت،
about millions, because
وظن
in
الناس
Beirut,
أن
the
هناك
residents of
هزة
Beirut
أرضية
and the
أو
suburbs of
زلزال
Beirut,
ضخم،
we're talking about
وكل حي
perhaps half
شاف أن
of
الانفجار
the
عنده
residents of all of
بالحي،
Lebanon, the
وما
buildings
عاشه
that
الناس
were
من مشاعر
trembling.
خوف
People
وقلق
thought that it was
كرجال
an
نساء
earthquake or
أطفال.
a huge earthquake, and
طبعا
everyone
هذه
who,
تداعيات
of course,
كبيرة
that all
وخطيرة
the
جدا.
feelings that they
والمشاهد
left, the
التي
women, the
شاهدناها
children,
جميعا،
the men,
نحن أمام
everyone that
حادث
lived this state
له
of fear,
نتائج
these are very
إنسانية
dangerous
كبيرة
impacts. And the
ونتائج
images that we all
وتداعيات
saw, of
اجتماعية
course, we
وصحية وأيضا
are
اقتصادية.
faced with an
يعني
incident
عمليا
which
مرفأ
has
دمر، مرفأ
massive
بيروت، هنا
humanitarian
دمر
repercussions
بشكل شبه كامل،
and social
وهذا له
repercussions and
تأثيرات
economic
إعادة بناء
repercussions.
المرفأ.
Basically, our port, the
التداعيات
Beirut
الاقتصادية
port,
لهذا
has
الأمر
completely been
يزيد
destroyed
من
almost completely,
المأزق
and we
والأزمة
can see
الاقتصادية
that the
والمالية
possible
والمعيشية
cost of
الموجودة في البلد.
rebuilding
على
this
كل،
port,
نحن
the
بكل المعايير
economic
أمام
repercussion of the
فاجعة
situation will
كبرى.
add to the
أنا في
economic crisis that we
هذه
have
اللحظة
this
أتقدم
country. In any
أولا
case,
بمشاعر
in all
المأساة
lights, we are
والعزاء
faced
لكل
with a
عوائل
tragedy.
الشهداء.
And I would like
والملفت
in this
أن
occasion
حضرتكم تعرفوا لبنان
to first
يعني
of all
مقسم
to
طائفيا،
express my
مقسم
feelings of
مناطقيا، وقد
condolences and
تستهدف
sympathies
منطقة ولا
to
تستهدف
all the
منطقة.
families of the martyrs.
هذا الانفجار
And what
كان
we see,
أيضا
what is
انفجارا حابرا
evident,
لطوائف
of course, you know
حاضرة
that Lebanon is
للمناطق،
divided in areas, divided
شهداء من كل
sects,
الطوائف،
and
جرحى
perhaps
من
one
كل
side
الطوائف،
is
الأذى لحق بكل
struck
الأحياء
and the other one
بكل
isn't. This
المناطق.
specific
بيروت
strike was
هي
or
مدينة كل
explosion
اللبنانيين
targeted people from
وتحتضن
all
كل
sects, from all
اللبنانيين
religions,
وأهل بيروت،
and the hurt
يختصر كل اللبنانيين
impacted
بانتماءاتهم
everyone, all the areas.
العقلية
Beirut is the
والدينية
city of all the
والطائفية.
Lebanese, and it encompasses all the
وبالتالي
Lebanese.
الاستهداف كان
And
على
it
هذا الشكل. أتقدم
basically
بالعزاء من
summarizes
عوائل
all of
الشهداء
Lebanon
جميعا.
together, whether religiously or
أسأل الله
in
سبحانه
their
وتعالى
sectarian
لدمهم
identity.
ولأهاليهم
So this is why this target
أن
was that
الصبر
big, and I
والصمام
give my
والتحمل
condolences to all the
أمام
families
هذه
of the
هذا
martyrs.
الفقدان
I ask
للأحبة
God
والأعزاء
Almighty for their families to have patience and to be persevere, to live through and be patient for this loss. And we also pray to God for the healing, the quick recovery of all those injured and wounded. Everyone has patience and the ability to be resilient and be ready to surpass this tragedy. And for all those who lost their loved ones or their trade or their businesses or their shops and their livelinesses, and that they cooperate together and they live to surpass this suffering. And with God Almighty's help and with everyone's sacrifices and assistance and cooperation, first I wanted to speak about this, to describe the situation. We are faced with this, such an incident that is unprecedented, perhaps, and it's exceptional, at least in our modern times in Lebanon, but this needs us to deal with it in an exceptional manner, whether ethically or psychologically or at the level of work that we are doing, whether in media or in politics or in judicial system. Every single side should deal with it in a manner that is exceptional, because it is an exceptional and massive and huge event. Of course, the words cannot express our feelings and emotions towards our people in Beirut, in the southern suburbs of Beirut, and all of Beirut, and our emotions or expression of our sadness and our chagrin, and also our expression of solidarity and cooperation, how we are ready to bear responsibility as well because of the greatness of this explosion, this event. We saw many images. There were many issues that we can look at. First of all, there is the popular side. I want to talk about every single scene separately, and I will comment on it. First of all, the popular scene by the side of the government. From the first hours of the explosion, of course, it is the governmental institutions, whether the military or the health institutions, the civil defense, the rescue teams, the fire teams, fire departments, everyone was on the ground. But what was exceptional was the popular stands, their presence, their quick presence by many popular or civil institutions, non-governmental institutions in Lebanon, or whether the ambulances or civil societies or health, non-governmental health associations as well, because what was happening was greater than the efforts and the capabilities of the government. We're talking about hospitals as well, nurses, doctors, blood donors. This is the first time where we have, for example, Hezbollah to officially demand and call for people to come and donate blood, because the number of wounded was massive, was extreme. This sympathy among the people in Lebanon continued cooperating in order to remove the rubble, to clean the homes, to clean the streets, to clean all those areas and squares. And we are still witnessing this presence of the volunteers in those squares right now. So many municipalities and unions of municipalities in several areas, the associations, whether religious or political associations, the great big families' homes, who said they are ready and willing to receive people or to give their home to those who were displaced, to give refuge to those displaced people, lost their homes. This was one of the scenes of this cooperation and solidarity. We saw the sympathy and solidarity and joint efforts among all the people. But of course, we need to also take a look at the sympathetic or the emotional stance, this sadness of the people was extreme. All the people who were in Beirut, no one was coming to say that no one is responsible, that they did not feel hurt as a result of this blast. Everyone was hurt, everyone was impacted, everyone felt This should be very important. We should highlight this issue, whether on the ethical stance or the humanitarian stance. Our conscience, our ethics, our sense of humanity that is found among our people in all sects, in all religions, in all areas. For us as Hezbollah, in that respect, we were present. It's our associations, our individuals, our people, the municipalities also that we perhaps are represented in were also present. And I think that everyone was there. They were there also to give assistance. They were present on the scene. And I am ready once more to declare that Hezbollah, with all its associations and even their individuals and all capabilities, whether human capabilities and resources, are ready to come and
assist all the governmental associations and ministries involved and everyone to assist all our people who were impacted by this tragedy. And I want to also stress on the issue of refuge, because this is something that we have experience with during the 2006 war, and this I want to also stress from what we heard from after the comments of the head of the union of the Southern Beirut municipalities. Anyone who needs to have a home or a place to stay in, perhaps their homes need time to be refurbished or rebuilt, we are ready to assist and bring in those people. We are completely ready to help and assist those families in this project specifically, and there should not be any single family that is living on the street or feels that they are a burden on their own relatives, perhaps where they are staying at. No, they should. We can provide for them alternative residence until they can and go back in a swift manner. They can go back to their homes after having been refurbished or fixed. The second scene that I want to talk about was in a foreign scene, the stances of the foreign states and the religious references, whether the Muslim or Christian, or in Muslim even Christian, the Sunni or Shia, those who are in the media as well, political parties. We also witnessed great sympathy from the world, from inside Lebanon as well, and also from the readiness to give assistance. As you know, Lebanon is sanctioned. You know, the Americans were speaking very clearly. They were not sanctioning only one side. I wish they can only at least sanction one, put sanctions only on one side. If you have one problem, we always told them, if you have a problem, then you should only have sanctions against us. Why are you punishing all our people, an entire nation, entire country? In any case, the countries that have sent their assistance, they are all brotherly and friendly, and the Islamic or foreign, they are all thanked. We have gratitude to those countries. Many have declared that they will also give more assistance. We hope that they do implement those promises. We also saw envoys from many countries across the world, but the most significant was perhaps the visit of the French president. We look positively at every single assistance or visit to Lebanon, especially if it comes in light of helping Lebanon or in a state of assisting Lebanon or solidarity or having dialogue among all the Lebanese. And we look at such visits, we see such visits, and we want to stress on the positive sides. Now, perhaps some people could come and say that we should be cautious and there is some fear, we should warn, but we prefer to look at things in a positive manner, especially such visits that are very significant. Let's look at the good and optimistic side of all of this right now. So basically, this is the general scene. This is the foreign scene and the foreign solidarity, and that shows us and would open an opportunity for Lebanon, that Lebanon, for its government, for its people, has a chance or has an opportunity to be opened in order to get out or break this state of sanctions and blockade which we had been suffering from before. The third scene, the first scene is very positive, the second scene is very positive, the third scene, which is the internal political scene inside Lebanon, some of the foreign scenes, usually they say that the people who are well alive and awakened, they have an extent of ethics and value and this feeling of patriotic duty, even if there were many problems or differences, when there is a catastrophe, a national tragedy, or a tragic event in a country, everyone should put aside and freeze their problems and their differences and their political calculations, and they should surpass and go beyond those calculations and only deal with issues in a humanitarian manner, and people deal with each other and work together in order to surpass this tragedy. And then we come and we open our files once more afterwards. This is what happens in the world. We see that even, for example, there is war. There is an incident or a huge massacre, and then they say they stop, there's a ceasefire. And sometimes this happens, even in light of wars, this happens, ceasefires happen. So maybe perhaps if there isn't war, there are many political, bickering political sides. When there is a tragedy that enters every single family, every single home, every single person, this is not an incident that targeted one side and not the other. Usually people freeze their problems, put aside their problems, they deal with a manner that is a different language, and in different emotions, in different political statements. The media would deal with this issue very differently, whether humanitarian, in a humanitarian manner. They give each other stances, even days. I don't want to say give up chances for several weeks or months, at least for the people to pull themselves together, to see their wounded, to make sure that they know, they uncover the fate of all those who are missing, to take down, put out all the fire that was found in the area, to make sure that we have the people who are displaced, to give them homes, give them shelter. Then you can come back and open up all the files and all the problems. That wouldn't be a problem. But what happened, unfortunately, in Lebanon was that from the first hours of this tragedy, no, the first hour, actually, not the first hours, the first hour, nobody knew what was happening. Nobody understood. It was first a shock. People thought it was an earthquake, people thought it was a tremor, then they said it was a bomb, an explosion. What type of explosion? What is the nature of explosion? What did it target? What was found in this warehouse, for example, in the port? What type of material exploded? What type of an incident was it? Was it intentional or not intentional? We did not know anything. No one knew anything at all. Some media outlets, Arab or Lebanese, through their social network or that is official networks or official social media websites that we don't say that, for example, they are only sending something on social media. No, it was direct from some political parties. There was still fire. The warehouse was still under fire. People were in shock. People were in agony. And the entire world was shocked still. They went on media and they had already prepared their scenario. They had already prepared their play or their words that what had exploded in the warehouse in Beirut is a warehouse for Hezbollah's rockets, and that exploded and it created this tragedy, or they said that this is a warehouse of ammunition and weapons for Hezbollah. But the important thing is that they mean that there should be anything for Hezbollah, whether rockets or ammunition or even some official sides told them that there was no rockets, no weapons, no TNT, no bombs. This was only ammonium nitrate, which is used for agriculture fertilizers. And that was, you know, they said, this is for Hezbollah. Hezbollah brought this. Hezbollah has put this over there for 6 years. And Hezbollah, Hezbollah. They kept on going about Hezbollah. So no matter what the, even if this explosion was in the port, that something had led to this explosion, which was unintentional, perhaps a fire or something else, or even if it was, even if it were intentional, whether someone specifically caused an explosion in that area, or as they said that there was a an Israeli rocket, for those people, they did not believe it was, whether it was intentional or not intentional, that didn't matter. The most important thing for them is that this warehouse was for Hezbollah. Why? Because they wanted to tell the Lebanese people, they wanted to tell the people of Beirut, all of them, people of the Beirut suburbs, the side which destroyed your houses, the side which killed your people, the side which destroyed your ports, destroyed your businesses and your residence and your property, and put fear in your hearts and put terror in your hearts, is Hezbollah, and they should bear responsibility. This is one of the very highest sense of injustice. This is so much injustice. Is this freedom of speech, for example? Is this freedom of speech, freedom of media? This needs to be discussed. In that moment, let me just speak about the emotions of the people. We are part of the people who were killed. We are people, even people in our own party. We have martyrs, even our supporters. There are martyrs and there are injured, because everybody works in the port, whether workers or maintenance, or people have they're getting their cars from the port, they're getting their shipping from the port. So our emotions towards all the people, not only our party itself, our emotions are very honest, are very have been affected by this blast. But at the same time that we have to live the suffering of this tragedy, we also have to bear the suffering of this injustice against us. Some people said that you should not stand and talk about this. No, I need to talk about this, because this is exceptional injustice. Like the event was exceptional, the injustice is also exceptional. There was no investigation, no clear clarity, and still they said from that morning up until now, they continue to say that that warehouse is for Hezbollah, the rockets are for Hezbollah, the explosives are for Hezbollah, the nitrate, the ammonium nitrate is for Hezbollah. You cannot hear anything else, as if there is nothing else that needs to be said on this blast. This is a great injustice against us. They have also used the issue of lies, continue lying and lying and lying until some people do believe you. Perhaps there are some people, because of the extent of the shock and this blast, some people did believe them, but we also guarantee or believe in the conscience of the people, and the people who know the credibility of those media outlets that have so they have a history of lies and fabrications and twisting and distorting facts. Although perhaps this issue of some of our friends say that you should not stop at it and should not talk about it, but still, if some group of Lebanese are impacted by these allegations, some people can come and say, why didn't Hezbollah deny these accusations, only just to, as a respect to the minds of people and public opinion? Today, I want to stress again and refuse any accusations that there is anything for Hezbollah, not a warehouse of arms, not a no ammunition, no rocket, not a single gun, not a single bomb, not a single bullet or nitrate. There is absolutely nothing for Hezbollah in that area, not in the past, not currently, not in the future. Never. There was nothing of the sort. And in any case, the investigations will show and will prove, because this is an issue that you cannot hide. If what exploded in the port were rockets or artillery or ammunition or something that is military, then we can see that through the investigations and the nitrates, the ammonium nitrate, we know exactly how it entered the country. We know exactly how many years it's been put in that warehouse. I don't need to say more than this refusal of these allegations and denial of those allegations. This is injustice. This is a great distortion of the events, and this is injustice against Hezbollah. Some people went to another wave. When they saw that most of the media, most local media, and most of the given information or intelligence or information that we have, even Trump, for example, he's sitting in the White House and he's going through the certain idea that there is a bomb. Even the Americans retreated and said that this is not true, this is not the case. I saw today most of the foreign media and foreign press, no one is ever mentioning now anything, only very, very limited outlets in Lebanon and the Arab world. Those who began it are the only ones who continue to talk about this. If there is any single side in the world that has or cares or is concerned about its credibility, even if they have differences with you, political differences with you, when they see that this is clearly a lie, baseless fabrications, then they withdraw and they go and they look for another title, for another issue. So some people went to another level of talk, which is mainly that, no, Hezbollah bears the responsibility. Why? Because they control Port Beirut, because they have leadership over Beirut, because they know everything that goes in and out of the port is by its through their knowledge and through its authority. This is lies. These are lies. They are baseless fabrications. We do not control the port. We do not have any sort of authority over the port. We do not even intervene in anything that happens in the port. We do not even know what was in the port. Some people said that you know perhaps that Hezbollah knows the port of Haifa more than they know the port of Beirut. Yes, it's true. This is our main mission. Our main mission is a resistance. We should know more about the port of Haifa than we do about the port of Beirut. That is not our responsibility to care about Port Beirut, part of our job as a deterrence and part of our strategy of defense for Lebanon is to know more about the Israeli, the Haifa port than to know about Beirut port. We don't even know what is inside and what is happening inside Beirut, what is present, what is being put, and how things are being organized or managed inside the port. This is something we do not intervene in at all. But of course, this is something that will continue. This propaganda will continue against Hezbollah, because if the warehouse is not for Hezbollah, then we should find something else where Hezbollah is responsible. Because for those people, the main important thing is those oppressors is to let Hezbollah bear any sort of responsibility and to try to find some sort of a lie, some sort of a baseless fabrication. I will stop at that. But in any case, the investigations will continue. They are ongoing right now. The evidence and the truth will come out. I don't think this is a complex issue. The forensic teams, the military teams, and investigators will be able to know what was present in the warehouse, what is the nature of those materials, how this explosion took place. This is a technical issue that should not take too much time, and hopefully we will see the truth and the details. And when the truth comes out, I ask of all the people and the public opinion inside Lebanon and all the areas, we are in a country where there is a problem of punishment and justice, and we also have a problem of so-called freedom of speech for people to say anything and accuse anybody of anything and bring us to the abyss or the nearing very near civil strife, and they come and they, we only get pay, for example, several million Lebanese lira. I call on the people to have a judgment on those media outlets. How? By also watching these media outlets. Because when you know and you have knowledge that those media outlets have no credibility, and that the main issue with them, the main use or strategy is lies and fabrications, then these media are part of the battle against the country. Then you can call on having a accountability from the media, because this is part of the call for fabrications and pushing towards civil war, another civil war. This is not just a political accusation. You're telling hundreds of thousands of people that the side responsible for killing your people and destroying your businesses and your property is that specific side. What are you pushing at? What are you trying to do? On the other side, we have on the political scene, we also saw that there was political use or taking advantage of this this explosion. Any side that has a problem with the president, any side that has a problem with the cabinet itself, and people who have a problem with us as Hezbollah, I don't want to come and start a dispute with anyone. This is an issue that we postpone. We will postpone because we insist that ethically, nationally, humanity will tell us that this day is not a day where we have political games, we look for political calculations or political points. This is a time when we come together, where we pull the rubble, where we uncover the fate of the missing, where we try to heal the wounded and allow people to come back to their homes. Let us just be on track in this issue for several days. The country needs calmness, and we need sympathy, we need solidarity, and then later on we can talk in politics, and we can come and have differences. We have a strong position, we have a strong stance, and we have the truth is strong, our truth is strong. And we can, of course, for some people are putting on hopes for so many disillusionments. So many people have ran towards a mirage, and at the end of the day, they realize that it was only a mirage. This is an issue that we will talk about later, but today I do not want to talk about this in detail, and I do not want to go into any dispute. Today I want to say that priority is for us to have solidarity, to shoulder efforts because of the pain that we have, because of the tragedy that we have. Let's allow things to go back on track. Then we come to the issue of political disputes. The most important issue is the final issue, which is the investigation and accountability. This incident, this was a tragic, dangerous, a huge tragedy and incident. First of all, there should be an investigation. President Michel Aoun, Prime Minister, have also said from the first hour, they said that we will have an investigation. We want a real and harsh and serious and strong investigation, and every single one person who is proven to be responsible for this incident or being behind this incident, whether they were purposely doing it or because they were negligence or mismanagement or malpractice, no matter who they are, this is a good beginning. What the Lebanese people are looking forward to is the hard work. And I see that from this shock that we have, there is unity among the Lebanese people, in the parliament, in the political factions. There should be a transparent investigation that is just, that is fair, that every single person who was responsible should be held accountable. And this, of course, just. We're not talking about something that is is in the, an injustice. We're talking about everyone who was responsible for this should bear responsibility and should be tried, and justice should be served. And we are one of the highest voices that call for this issue. We should not allow through the investigation that anyone is covered, that anyone is protected in any way, that no evidence, no piece of evidence is hidden from anyone. It's, we should not have first investigations and then courts from the way that the general Lebanese way, where they look at the political and the sectarian balance of things. No, the person, whether they were, it was mismanagement or negligence or intentional harm, every single person should be tried based on what they did, not on their political affiliations or on their sect or on their religious affiliations. Not a single, this investigation should not go to the level of the sectarian divisions that we have in the country, whether they are in from one sect or many sects, their political affiliation, their family affiliations. Here, it is truth and justice that should be in control over the investigation and over the court. Also, on the issue of investigation, we are talking about calls and ideas and theories. I want to ask some of the political factions that are putting and talking about the issue of the investigation. This is an issue that the security apparatus can take on. They have these expertise, they have the technical expertise, the military expertise, the investigative expertise. What you're doing is you're negotiating about trust. You don't trust them. Let me ask a question. Sometimes lies or political lies, we come, the rope of lies is very short, as we say. So they say, for example, everybody in Lebanon says we trust the Lebanese army. This is the guarantee for Lebanon's security and Lebanon's civil peace. This is the sovereign side. And yesterday we heard from many people poems about the army. And so therefore, allow the Lebanese army, they had, of course, I think that the army police are the ones responsible for the investigation. If the army, the institution itself, which is trusted by all the Lebanese and all the political factions and all the political leaders, then come and let the army be responsible for this court, for this, at least in the investigation. If you trust the Lebanese army, then the Lebanese army will come and bring the results of the investigation to everyone in Lebanon. There is also another choice, which is, for example, some people have trust in this apparatus and not in that apparatus. Then maybe we can have a joint investigation that, for example, the security apparatus that you trust is found in the committee of this investigation. But I believe that the first plan or the first idea is better, that the Lebanese army itself can conduct this investigation but can get assistance from all other apparatus. So why don't we put the Lebanese army responsible for this and they uncover the results of this investigation to all the Lebanese people, and they bear that responsibility through their expertise, through their capabilities. They do a transparent investigation, and these are our results of the investigation that happened in the explosion of in this specific area. In that point, on that note also, as this incident is exceptional, the Lebanese government, how it deals with this incident for us is existential. It's very significant. It's an issue not just of the president or the government or this cabinet or that cabinet. We're talking about the Lebanese government as a whole, as a state. The cabinet, the Lebanese army, even the parliament, the institutions of the government. This is an issue that everyone has a responsibility towards. And then we come to the investigation or to the court trials. The method of dealing with this blast specifically has been more bigger than all the sects and all religions and all political factions. It should not be politicized. It should not be framed in religious or sectarian terms. How do you deal, how this political class deals with this issue, incident specifically? This will uncover the fate of all of Lebanon. When we say fate, what do we mean? That in light of dealing with this incident, the Lebanese people, I, as one Lebanese person, also would say that whether I have a state or I don't have a state, as a Lebanese citizen, we also want to see, will there be a hope in building the country or not? Because I tell you honestly, if the Lebanese government and the political class, whether it is in authority or in opposition, in this file, specifically in this case, if it is not able to reach a certain result in investigations and cannot try those responsible, then therefore this entire, the governmental institutions, the political factions, therefore we have no hope in building a state. I do not want to put despair in your hearts, but I want to work. I want us to work in not reaching that despair. We need to find the hope. We need to plant that hope. We need to create that hope in the hearts of the Lebanese. Today, all the calls for fighting corruption, whether it was hit here by a cowardly judge or a judge that is also corrupt, or people that put aside the files in their drawers or for certain reasons and circumstances. But this case specifically, if part of it only, even if, let's say, for example, they want to say that it was an Israeli treat, had stayed at the port for 6 years in this way, then therefore there is part of the case which has to do with corruption and mismanagement and malpractice, then we should come and talk about this. If in this case, all those who are claiming to be fighting corruption, even us included, we could not do anything in this case, then that's it. We should come and be honest with the Lebanese people to tell them that it is impossible to fight corruption. It is impossible to fight mismanagement, and tell the Lebanese people that we don't have a government, we don't have a state, and tell the Lebanese people, do what you'd like to do. I believe that the situation and the issue is as such. I don't want to come and tell people this is a tragedy and let's forget corruption. No, this is an event that will not be forgotten. This is not an issue that we will take lightly, and we should not be allowed to take lightly. This incident should be taken seriously, and everyone who was responsible should be taken to court, should be tried without any sort of calculations, whether religious calculations or political calculations. There is a crisis of a whole nation, perhaps, or a whole state. This is our crisis. Some people are trying to express this issue in a way or the other. This is why I call on the officials in the government, in all the institutions, to have the highest extent of seriousness and readiness and in trying to find the truth and finding all those who are responsible in getting accountability and making sure to try every person who is responsible in order to give this political, let this political class give the people, the Lebanese people, hope that there are the governmental institutions, or that we do have hope that we can build a state based on truth and justice and equality and protection of the Lebanese citizens, because sometimes corruption and mismanagement and negligence would have accumulated results that would only come after years, but sometimes it is destructive, as the case that we saw this specific. Specifically, only in seconds, tens of martyrs, hundreds of injured and wounded, hundreds of thousands of families who were displaced, lost their homes. God, some experts are saying that God has even relieved us of in great issues. Some people say that these explosive materials, specifically, had they been in another geographic position, perhaps the entire city would have been destroyed. This happened in seconds. Corruption, mismanagement, negligence. Some people say that this is only part of management or mismanagement, or this could have destroyed the city, the capital, Beirut, and some of the suburbs. This is it. And I want to end. I don't want to stay long today. I want to conclude with two main points. The first point is that these days of tragedy and humanitarian crisis, these are also the days of sacrifice. We have martyrs and wounded people who have lost their homes and more burdens on the Lebanese economy. From the depth of this sacrifice, we can even, or this tragedy, we can even have opportunities, whether internal opportunities or government or foreign opportunities or international opportunities. This is also an opportunity that Lebanese people and the government should take advantage of. We should not lose this opportunity as a result of our bickering. We should look for the opportunities that were the result of this suffering. We should take advantage and use these advantages that we have, or this opportunity. And the final point is, and the conclusion I want to tell to all those who are from the main point that opened up a battle against us, against the resistance bloc and the resistance alliance. From this incident, you will not reach anywhere. You will not get anywhere. I tell you honestly, and I tell you very in all trust, in all faith. Some people who are afraid what would happen, this is a great conspiracy against us, it's international. No, the international and regional situation is different. Circumstances are different. Our circumstances are different. The resistance circumstances are different. The atmosphere is different. Those people are looking for a mirage. They have always been looking for a mirage. All of their choices have been a failure. They have lost. As you have lost in the past, you will lose now. Again, you will not reach any sort of result. This resistance, with its honesty, with its credibility, with the trust that it is given by the Lebanese people, with its stances, with its work, with its even practices, this resistance, with its strength and its national position and its patriotic and position, it is greater and bigger and stronger than to be defeated or hit by some of those unjust and liars and those who try to provoke sectarian strife and push. Fail, and they will always fail. May God have mercy on our martyrs. May God give quick recovery for our wounded. May God uncover the fate of those who are missing. And if they were injured, may God help them recover. May God give patience to the families of those martyrs and all the families that were hurt and touched and damaged by this issue in Beirut and in the suburbs of Beirut, with the cooperation and solidarity among all the people and cooperation among all the institutions in the government and the political factions, as well the people, the civil societies. We can all surpass this situation. We can build on it, and we can come back stronger and even more.
Live from the Lebanese capital, Beirut, speaking in the aftermath of the devastating blast in Beirut on Tuesday, Secretary General of Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah was making an address there. Let's quickly go over the key points in the address.